Hello everybody, good morning and welcome to the United Stand. This is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news. And look, the story this morning is that, as we would expect, I don't think there's any reason to be panicky or shocked by this, is that the Glazers have no plans to sell Manchester United. In fact, their plans would be to keep Manchester United in place for the next 10 years or so that they can keep building out the value. I mean, there's even talk. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? I had no leak last night of information. I said last night that why would the Glazers sell something that's worth 4 billion when it will be worth 6 billion in 5 to 10 years? Well, they're even talking about it being worth 10 billion in 10 years. What bank, what investment is going to double your investment, your value from 4 billion to 8 billion in 10 years? They're not going to relinquish this club very easily because it's a cash cow. It makes them money. They're not going to give it up. And so it doesn't surprise me that people are talking about this morning. But Romano's talking about Sancho and a centre back. And we're hearing that the Glazers' plan, the transfer plan to cover it up, to bring you back on board, to shut you up, to keep you quiet, to extinguish the fire, is to go on the offensive with spending and to spend money this summer so that fans buy shirts and fans feel positive again and feel that the Glazers are the right people for Manchester United. And that is what is basically being spoken about this morning, because one thing's for sure, if the Glazers don't back the manager this summer, then there will be a summer of discontent leading into another season of discontent. Their only option is to spend money in a market they don't want to spend money in. They will spend as little as they can, but they will spend because they need to get you back on side. So expect a Sancho, maybe even expect a Varane. Will that be enough for you? Will that be enough for me? Well, we can discuss that in a little bit. But the reality is that they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up. They're not going to relinquish this football club very easily. Also, just want to say as well, lots to talk about this morning, but I have dropped a link in the video description for a video I've done on That's Football. It's only short, 10 minutes. Give it a watch. If you agree, smash a like on the video. It's basically a bit of a rant from me in relation to the reaction to Manchester United's protest from the weekend across the media. The ignorance, the turning the back on football fans. It's well worth a watch. I'd love to see people watching it and leaving their comments on that. So I've dropped the link in the video description for there. But just a little bit of a rant from me about the disgraceful reaction from many people to Manchester United fans in the majority actually protesting for a good cause, which is to remove the Glazers from this football club and how they've tried to turn it around. But look, on to the topics of the day. Yeah, I mean, look, there's a few things I've put down. Not for sale. They're looking to increase and double the value of Manchester United over the next few years. I would expect this to be the case, but we sort of saw it at the end of the video yesterday, and I'll repeat what we mentioned at the end of the video for those people who missed last night's video. The Mark Ogden from ESPN talking about the Glazers' problem is the sponsors. The Glazers' problem is that if the sponsors get unhappy, or if the sponsors, you know, are targeted by Manchester United fans, and I'm not saying target them by protesting or anything like that. What I'm saying is, if Manchester United fans demonstrate their displeasure at in a multitude of ways, then this could become a problem for Manchester United. Because if, you know, you think of a sponsor for Manchester United that comes to your mind. If United fans let that sponsor know that they're not happy, you know, and there's ways that you can do that. You can send them a kindly worded email. You don't need to say, what I don't want to see, and what I don't think is helpful, is when people go on to these sponsors online or on Twitter and start shouting abuse on their tweets. You don't need to do that. You know, they don't, you know, if a sponsor wants to put out something about, you know, they've got a new brand of wine or whatever like that, and their replies are, you know, full of people saying, why are you sponsoring Manchester United? They're destroying football. Please withdraw your sponsorship. Then that's not, that's a request. Don't get in their replies calling them a bunch of mercenaries and things like that, because ultimately, I've got no problem with any sponsor of Manchester United. They are sponsoring Manchester United because they want to be attached to Manchester United. We're attached to Manchester United. I don't care about Adidas sponsoring the kits. Adidas did our kits in the 80s. They were lovely kits. You know, I've got no problem with Adidas. I've got no problem with any other sponsor. I can't really think of many, to be honest. We've got that many. But they want to sponsor us because they want to be attached to Manchester United. Unfortunately for them, the Glazers own Manchester United, so they have to pay the Glazers. The point is, you can express your dissatisfaction to the sponsors in a better way We want them on board. We don't want to create enemies, is what I'm saying. I'll always be happy with good transfers as it helps the team and manager, but my position with the Glazers will never change, says Jordan Brown. So, look, there's lots and lots of things that can and should be done over the next few weeks, months, and maybe, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take, if it can be done at all. But they ain't going to sit back. They're not going to sit back. I've seen, you know, Man United are no longer having their media boycott because of the campaign over the weekend about online abuse. They're back, and their spin will start spinning because, and that's not, you know, I'm sure people at Manchester United don't like that word spin. What is it then? You need to get fans back on side. Fans are against the Glazer ownership for very good reasons. You have to spin fans. I've got no issues with saying this. Manchester United Football Club are going to try and spin us. They are. They're going to try and turn us away from Glazers out and spin us to Glazers in subtly. No United fan's ever going to be Glazer in, but what they're going to do is they're going to get in your subconscious. You're Glazer out. Oh, we're buying Sancho. Oh, we're buying Varane. You know, and that's how they spin you. They spin you away from the topic that they don't want you to be on. And any Man United employee or anybody who thinks that that's not the case, well, look, you're not doing your job properly because that's what you've got to do. You're employed by the Glazers. They don't want to sell Manchester United and they don't want the repeat of Sunday and they don't want to lose money. So your job is to spin Man United fans. And that will be done in a multitude of ways. It will be done by signing players. It will be done by, you know, boasting about new kits. It will be done by linking us to players that we're never going to sign. It will be done by talk of three-year plans and winning titles again. But, you know, the reality is when you spin back to the Glazers out thing, 15, 16 years of talking about winning titles, of talking about being the best team in the world, of talking about buying players, of talking about backing managers, it's never been done because, as it said in The Athletic this morning, Manchester United is the only club where owners take dividends out of the club, averaging £20 million a year from the owners. You know, and people say, well, you know, they're the owners, they should be able to take dividends. The value of the club is bloody huge. The debt's still there, and yet they still take money out as well. I mean, they screw us in more ways than one. But there will be an operation to try and spin. It's coming. I know it's coming. I don't even have an issue with it. Maybe I'll get spun a bit. Maybe I won't. I hope not, because we're going into a real level of uncertainty now. But what I do know is, because, you know, I want to see Manchester United performing on the pitch, is that the easiest way to turn people's attention from the Glazers is to buy players. And look, it's called collateral. It's called many other things. It's called taking a short-term hit for a long-term gain. You know, Manchester United fans talking at the moment are like, look, we don't care if we get a points deduction. It's short-term pain for long-term gain. You take the short-term hit to get rid of the Glazers. But the Glazers are going to do the same thing because they're going to go, look, we don't really want to spend any money, but spend £150 million this summer. Spend it because we'll get it back over the long term. Spend it short term to get the fans back on side again. Long term, we'll take the money back. We just won't spend next summer. You know, and that's what they will do. So we've got to be prepared for it. And, you know, I fear that our fan base is so big. I don't know whether people are going to stay united on this. I hope they will do, but I fear that, you know, the summer's going to hit as soon as, you know, the season's over in less than a month. We've then got two and a half months where they can bombard us with, we're buying this player, we're buying that player. Having said that, when does Glazers out trend the most on Twitter? When are most people pissed off with the Glazers? In the summer. So, you know, it could go one of two ways. Of course it could. Can you say happy birthday to my mate Jack? He loves a bit of Muff, says Jacob Rush. Yeah, happy birthday, Jack. But anyway, Mark, I'm afraid to say that Elon Musk and the Jeff Bezos of this, if they want to invest in sports, they're surely going to invest in American sports ventures like American football teams before Manchester United, says Ihab. Don't know, mate. Don't know. But look, just sticking with the transfers, it is a news show, so I can't just keep talking about the Glazers. We must talk about the news. Fabrizio Romano linking Manchester United strongly to Jadon Sancho again, and I think the reason he's doing that is because that probably will be our marquee signing if we make one. It's always made sense. We wanted him last summer, and United do have a habit of going back in for players that they messed up in previous windows. Bruno Fernandes, we went back in January. Lindelof, we wanted him in the January window, we went back in the summer. Maguire, we wanted him a year before, we went back a year later. Sancho, go back a year later. So I think Jadon Sancho ticked absolutely every box for Manchester United. And actually, at this point, unless the Glazers are going to sell... If the Glazers are thinking about selling, they probably won't make many signings in the summer. But if they're thinking about staying, I think Jadon Sancho ticks absolutely every box for them, and they're probably grateful for Jadon Sancho's mother and father, because he absolutely is perfect to try and spin the fans back. He's young, he's English, he will be wearing the number 7 shirt, he's exciting, he's a marquee signing, he's marketable. You know, he's very marketable. He's like, you know, he's done the Pepsi advert with Pogba. So, you know, if you're thinking that Pogba's going to go, which he is, then Jadon Sancho is the heir to that throne. So Jadon Sancho, you are an absolute fool. Not Jadon Sancho, but you are an absolute fool if you don't think United will sign Sancho this summer. Of course, there's a part of me that hopes that we don't, because if we don't, that maybe means they're going to leave. But if they are serious about, you know, riding this storm out, and I think that the Glazers are, they will get Sancho. And you will see this summer the marketing and transfer activity around Jadon Sancho you will not have seen by Manchester United. They will have adverts, they will have teasers, they will have absolutely everything. Shirt deals, shirts will be simultaneous. Remember, we've got a new shirt sponsor. Is it Team Viewer or something like that? New kits, new sponsor, new signing. It's happening. It's already been leaked out anyway. People are already talking about this. I just personally, two reasons. One, I'm not impressed by it because I want the Glazers out. And two, I thought we were getting Sancho last summer. So until he holds the shirt up, I'm not going to believe it anyway. If those two things weren't bothering me, I'd say to you right now, it's going to happen, because it ticks absolutely every box. In Operation Glazers Get the Fans to Shut Up, this is the signing, because he's marketable, he's English, he's talented, he's exciting. Get the new kit, get the new sponsor, put it all together, package it up, hints, big reveals, everything. And you know what? If I said to you now, the sad thing about this is, Chandrava says, I want Sancho. Well, you're all going to get excited about it. You're all going to buy the shirts, aren't you? Because you're gullible. But the reality is, think about how gullible you actually are if you do it. Because if we actually move away from the razzmatazz, is Sancho the priority signing? No, he's not. A centre defensive midfielder and a centre back is. They're still the priority positions for United this season. But they'll spend everything on the right winger. You'll all fall into the trap. And the reality is, next season you'll be moaning about a CDM and a centre back again. Because you know why we won't buy a CDM? Because it's not glamorous. Jadon Sancho will be bought because this is what Ed Woodward and the Glazers normally do. They go and get the superstar player that actually is going to sell a load of shirts and make people think that they're doing a good job. They never build a team. They'd never build a team. And that's why we never get in a title race. So I think Jadon Sancho's a fantastic player, and I would love him to come to Manchester United. But actually, we're just having the wool pulled over our eyes, because he isn't actually the star player that we need to bring in. He's probably the third choice player that we need to bring in. But he will be brought in, because it's the right player that's going to pull the fans away from Glazers and spin you out. So that's I think that will happen. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say it's going to happen, because I thought it was going to happen last summer. But, you know, I'm going to have to say I won't believe it till he holds the shirt up. And he will improve us. He's a fantastic player. And, you know, but we won't win the title because of it. We're not going to win the title just because of Jadon Sancho. And anybody who thinks that we are is foolish. But it's not about winning the title. You could spend hours talking about this. This is about manipulation. This is about turning the fans away from something they're very passionate about, and actually really pulling the wool over your eyes, because Jadon Sancho may get you a lot of you to buy shirts, and it may get a lot of you to forget about the Glazers, but it will not change the situation that next year we won't win the title, and we won't be near the title, and we won't win the Champions League either. And then next summer, they probably won't spend money again. But there won't be a Super League thing to get everyone doing what they did over the weekend. So, look, I'm not sad about it. It is what it is. They're going to do it. They're going to bring in a marquee signing like that, and they're going to spend their way out. It's a plan. It's a plan. It's business. There'll be strategy meetings about this right now. They'll have the analytics. When's the most popular time for Manchester United fans? When they've been most happy? Oh, it's in the couple of weeks before we sign, make a transfer. You know what we need to do? You know what they need to do on this deal as well. It can't be a quick deal. A quick deal is a bad deal, because a quick deal, you sign Sancho and then they might go back to being Glazers out. We need this to be a long deal. This needs to be most of the summer. It's going to happen. When's it going to happen? Get people excited. Make the period of positivity as long as possible. Make this Sancho signing as long as possible, because whilst people are thinking about that, they're positive. They're not thinking about the Glazers out. So we're going to get plays. That's going to happen. It's just whether the momentum of the Glazer out movement can ride that positivity, and we'll see. Signings or not, I'm not buying any shirts. I refuse to, says Martin B. And Mark, if we get Sancho, I'll forgive the Glazers. They're thinking for the future, says Nick. Thanks, Nick. Mark, the media spin has started. Talk Sport and Simon Jordan is saying we discredited English football and Real United fans should be embarrassed, says Angelo. Talk shit. Don't call it Talk Sport. Call it Talk Shit. Think United fans will be happy. I got asked to go on Talk Sport at the weekend, by the way. No, I won't get a pat on the back for this, but I said no. So, yeah, I got asked to go on at the weekend and I said no. So, there you go. Think United fans will be happy for a couple of months. Then we will protest even more because the results are bad. Keep the pressure on. Long-term fight. Don't believe we will sign him. We are incompetent, says DK. And Mark, any update on the petition? Is it going to Parliament? I'm not in charge of the petition, Mikhail. We did a great job getting it to 100,000. But, you know, once the petition's gone, I can't ring up Boris and say, can you talk about it? You know, how long's a piece of string on that? I don't really have any answers, I'm afraid. I wish I did, but I don't. Just very quickly as well, Romano has spoken about a centre-back coming in. I think, sadly, this will mean it's the end of Twansebi at Manchester United, and that is the rumour that is going round. Look, people talk about Donny van de Beek. I think Donny van de Beek will be at Manchester United next season. I really do. I don't think Twansebi is going to be at Manchester United next season. And I also feel that, there's a lot of talk about Donny van de Beek. Of course there is. I see it in the Super Chat all the time. I see it in the chat all the time. But the reality is I do feel that, you know, again, this is why United will try and sign Sancho instead of Declan Rice, because it's more glamorous. It sells more shirts. But I think that why are we not talking about Twansebi more than we talk about Donny? Twansebi, to me, plays in a position where we're not very good. I don't like the centre-back pairing of Lindelof and Maguire. And I think Twansebi has got the attributes that neither of those two players have got. I think if Twansebi had come in from Ajax for 35 million, we'd be talking about him a lot more. I think it's really sad that he's been misused this season and underused. And I think it's really sad that he's not been given an opportunity. But obviously he looks like he's going to go if we're going to buy a centre-back. The centre-back, what worries me about the centre-back is that marquee signing will be Sancho, and then we'll buy a centre-back like Ben White or Tyrone Mings or Pau Torres, someone for about 40 million who will come to the club and it'll be like, yeah, they're doing well in training, but they won't play. They won't play. It'd be like Donny's first year. And we, you know, that's not signing a centre-back. So forget the Glazers for a moment. If we sign Pau Torres or Ben White, I'm not going to be excited by it, because it's not going to remove Lindelof or Maguire. It's just that we've bought a centre-back, but we haven't really bought a centre-back because we haven't gone and bought the one that we should get, which is somebody like a Varane. Hi, Mark. Can you say happy birthday, JP, your bloody prat, from Oyson and Killian? Thank you. He watches all your videos, says Curly. Thanks very much. Happy birthday to JP. And people protesting has had more minutes than Van der Beek. Salish, you know. Pau Torres is a good player, says Tam. I'm not disputing that. Some people think Ben White's a good player as well. What I'm saying is Pau Torres won't come in and dislodge Lindelof and Maguire. You know, Van der Beek didn't come in and dislodge any McTominay and Fred or Greenwood off the right or Rashford off the left or Bruno in the middle. They will come in. They will have to adapt to the game. He won't bring them straight into the team. So I'm pretty much convinced that won't happen. So I do think we'll sign a centre-back, but I don't think it'll be a centre-back that's like superstar. And also, the hint's probably there. If Eric Bailly is signing a new contract, he's probably asked, are you going to buy a centre-back? And Ollie's probably told him, we're going to buy a centre-back, but it's not going to be a Varane. So it's all up for competition. We'll pick the best centre-back. We'll take Haaland and leave Greenwood at right wing, says Major. We're not going to buy Erling Haaland. Unfortunately, the Erling Haaland rumours, just to park this, I mean, we spoke about this a lot over the last few weeks before the Super League, the links to Erling Haaland, which were coming from so-called credible journalists, were bullshit stories, to be honest with you. That the Erling Haaland thing was just bollocks. Absolute bollocks. Like, where was the Erling Haaland story coming from, and why did it ever make any sense? And we spoke about this on the morning show quite a lot. Another day, we're linked to Erling Haaland again. Erling Haaland's the priority, and you know what? You've got to take it seriously because it's coming from that bloke at the Manchester Evening News. You know, it's coming from him. You know, it's coming from Athletic. You've got to take it seriously. Makes absolutely no sense. Where are we going to get 150 million quid from? Why would we spend all our budget on a striker? You know, how is this going to happen? Just because Ollie's his mate? Well, Ollie's his mate from a year ago, and he still chose Dortmund. So how is this going to happen? Cavani signed. We're begging Cavani to sign, and he signs. We're not buying Erling Haaland then. I don't understand where the Harry Kane and Haaland stuff ever came from. And some people will say it's spin or whatever. Maybe it is, but it never made any sense, and it's not going to happen. We're not signing Erling Haaland. Like, Cavani's staying, so we're not signing Erling Haaland. And I don't. We wouldn't have signed Erling Haaland even if Cavani hadn't gone. So, but look, what I would say is I like Cavani. I think we all like Cavani. But let's, you know, I'll have my say on Cavani, and I'm sure you'll have your own opinion. He's doing really well at the moment. He's got a great song, and he's got a great celebration. I love it. It's brilliant. He's 34, he's injury prone, and we're paying him a lot of money to stay for another year. And in a year, he's going to be gone. So, you know, as much as I like the idea of Cavani staying now, because it means the money could be spent in more priority positions, because I didn't feel like a striker was a priority position, is this not Glazernomics anyway? You beg Cavani to stay for another year because it's cheaper than having to buy a striker. And, you know, we've done this before. We begged Mata to stay when we should have let him go. What's Mata done since he signed the new contract? We all love Mata, but I wanted him to go, was it 2 years ago when his contract ran out? What's he done in 2 years? What has Juan Mata done in 2 years to justify 150 grand a week? Seriously, what has he done? If you're really ruthless. Matic, we've given him a new long-term contract. What's Matic done since he got that contract basically at the end of last season? Nothing. He's been crap this year. So United have got a long history of keeping players at the club when really there's no future in it because they can't be arsed to let them go and bring in a proper player. And you could argue that about Cavani. It's a bit harsh to do with Cavani because I actually like the fact that the money's going to be hopefully spent elsewhere. But there's no future in Cavani. You're chucking a lot of money at him. What if he gets injured next season again, two or three times? Well, Man United have done that because they don't want to spend money, big money on a striker. Glazernomics. It's basically, you know, this can of beans is nearly at its sell-by date. Should I get a new can of beans? No, put it on the shelf. Someone might buy it. You know, good job, Mark, but somebody should get at Talk Shit. You were really an eloquent speaker. Would have been great to see you there just to shut them down, says DK. Personally, for me, you know, I don't really have a lot of time for that radio station because I think it's every day is a different topic, and I think they have a massive platform and they're master manipulators. And also, in relation to this protest, it's just pure ignorance. You know, who's Simon Jordan? Sometimes he talks sense, sometimes he doesn't. You know, Jim White, sometimes they speak sense, sometimes they don't. Check out my video. I've done it this morning. It's on That's Football. It's about the reaction to the protest by the media, and it explains it far better than I can do in a few seconds. But ultimately, it comes down to the ignorance. I would never stick my nose in Liverpool's business because I know, even though they're our biggest rival, Liverpool Football Club is similar to United. It's steeped in history. It's got passionate fans that have, you know, that love that club. Who am I to sit here and say, why aren't Liverpool doing protests by that? They've been betrayed by their owners. Oh, big club with real big support, and they're all backing a bloody owner that was trying to screw them over. But I don't understand the politics of Liverpool. I don't understand why they might do that. So why would I stick my nose on it, in it? It's not my job. If Liverpool decide they're going to protest, I'd be like, well done. But I can't get involved in what Liverpool are doing because I don't really understand the politics of their football club. So why are people sticking their nose into Manchester United? Why are people on Talk Sport or BBC or whatever going, don't really understand it, but it doesn't look good? You know, shut up. Like, if you don't understand the story of why Manchester United fans aren't happy, and trust me, there's millions of United fans that could sit them down and tell them. And then I don't think you've got a right to disagree with it. I don't. If you know the story of Manchester United's fans' displeasure with the Glazers, you can't sit there and go, well, I don't agree with that, because you're not a fucking Man United fan. So stop gobbing off about United fans bringing the game into disrepute, this, that and the other. The reality is, a minority cannot speak for a majority. And there was a few things that happened on Sunday that were regrettable, but the vast majority were there to protest against the Glazers, who are anti-football, greedy people, who just want to take money out of the game and destroy this football club. I don't think they purposely want to destroy the football club. They just don't understand football. All they understand is the value keeps going up, the revenue keeps going up, and they keep making money, and that's all they're interested in. So, but you know, these people get a voice. These people get a voice to say, you know, basically what they're doing is they're dividing football. 2 weeks ago, football was together. Now, Man United fans are apparently the enemy because they want their owners out. Well, don't Arsenal want the same? Didn't Liverpool want the same a few years ago? It's not new for fans to want their owners out. And I'll tell you for what, if these prats who are talking were fans of Manchester United, they'd feel exactly the same as every other Man United fan does. So, you know what? Don't start running on a marathon when you've not run in the shoes that we're running in. You know, you're talking out your arse, basically. You know, I've got no time for people who start professing, you know, facts and opinions on things they don't truly understand, because you just out yourself as an idiot. I would never, ever... I've done it before and I've retracted. I've got into arguments before and I've thought, shit, I don't know enough about this topic, I'm off, you know. But these people don't. They've got a platform and they won't shut their bloody gobs. Mark, surely Bissouma is the player you need. He will elevate Man United drastically, in my opinion, and his class as Aiden. Look, in relation to genuine Manchester United transfer activity this summer, I won't move away from the fact that, look, Man United are playing on Thursday. I want to win the Europa League. I'm going to support the player and the players and the manager like everybody else is going to do. And I can differentiate very easily between Ollie and the players and Glazer out. For me, Ollie and the players are what football's all about, and that's my enjoyment. But they can't succeed with the Glazers. So I want the Glazers out to help the players and the manager. But for right now, when they play, I'm going to back them. And I can look at the player and the managers and I can differentiate between the Glazers and go, right, that team can't win a league. It can't do it. How does it win a league? Well, yeah, Bissouma would be a welcome player in the midfield. A top-class centre-back would be a welcome signing as well. And Jadon Sancho would be a welcome signing. Those three players in the summer would massively help us next season. Doesn't mean we're going to win the league, though. And, you know, doesn't mean I'm not Glazers out either, because signing three good players this summer, and I don't think we will do that, by the way, but if we sign three good players in the summer, that doesn't make me stop being Glazers out. You know, is Old Trafford being renovated? No. Are you going to clear the debt? No. Are you still taking dividends out? Yes. Have you still taken over £1 billion out in interest payments and dividends over the last 15 years? Yes. Is it too late? Yes. Would I ever trust you to turn this club around again? No. They're the key points, aren't they? So, you know, they've bought players in the past. We bought Pogba and Zlatan and Bailly and Mkhitaryan in one summer. It was a very exciting summer. And yet here we are, 4 years later. So they have, you know, Van Gaal got a load of players as well. But spending money shouldn't turn people's eye. A lot of that money's been spent badly and then not followed up. What did we do the year after that? What did we do when we finished second with Mourinho? Nothing. What did we do when we finished third with Ollie last year? Nothing. So, you know, the evidence is there. The evidence is there. The Glazers won't sign anybody this summer due to the fans' invasion and getting Liverpool match called off, so the fans are to blame. That's bollocks, JS James, but you've wasted a bit of finger energy there. You could have used it better elsewhere. But they are going to spend money. Of course they are. They are absolutely in the worst position they've been in their whole reign. Are you going to sit there and go, well, they've had a game called off, we're going to dig our feet in and be stubborn? Now is not the time for the Glazers to be stubborn. Now is the time for big gestures. They're going to do it. They've made a mistake. They've made a very, very big mistake. What do people do when they make a mistake? They buy people flowers. They buy them a gift. They say they're sorry. They are going to go on the offensive. A charm offensive, that's what they call. They're not going to make things worse by saying, we're really pissed off with you fans. You naughty, naughty fans. You've got a game cancelled. Oh, right, we're not buying any players. Go and sit in the naughty corner. They're not going to do that. That's the worst thing they could do. Would you tell an angry United fan base that you can piss off, we're not buying you any players now, you're naughty? Bollocks, that's not going to happen. They're going to go, we're sorry. We're really, really sorry. We need to keep the dividends. We're really, really sorry. We need to keep the debt. We're really, really sorry. Give them Jadon Sancho. Give them Sancho. We won't do it next year. We'll make it back. Give them Sancho. Get them Varane as well. Yeah. We won't clear the debt. We've still took loads out and the club will be worth 8 billion in 10 years and these mugs are going to fall for it. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be a charm offensive. All that matters to them is spending £200 million on players this summer to keep the club for another 10 years, 4 billion to 10 billion, what's 200 million spent? And they'll get that 200 million back anyway in other ways. This summer will be a charm offensive. It's their only way of keeping the club. But it will be a drop in the ocean what they spend on transfers to what they're going to make over the next few years. And any businessman's going to do that. If I've upset you, right? If I've upset you and I know that if I don't apologise, I'm not getting my Ferrari. But if I give you a Mars bar, I'll get my Ferrari. I'm going to give you a Mars bar. And that's what you're talking about. Manchester United's summer budget, even if they spend 150 million this summer, which I bet they won't, but if they did, 150 million is like giving you a Mars bar and me driving off in a Ferrari. Because the value of the club and what they'll make from the club over the next 10 years will absolutely dwarf anything they spend this summer. 150 million, it's a drop in the ocean to what they're going to make over the next 10 years. So that they're going to buy players. It's their only play and it could work. Is it true that Manchester United might face points deduction due to the protesters, Kevin? I don't think we will. I don't care if we do, but I don't think we will. I personally believe a winger and a CDM are more important than a centre-back. We have no right winger, however, we have four centre-backs as DC. Yeah, but we don't use two of them. I personally think a CDM and a centre-back are more important because the Maguire-Lindelof partnership will never win as a league title. So, you know, surely that's the aim, to win a league title. So I do believe that we need a top-class centre-back. Just been told to check something on Twitter. Let's have a quick look here. So this is coming from MUFC MPB, who is quoting, well, there's something about West Brom value Sam Johnston at 18 million. And he wants to come to Old Trafford. So we're going to spend £18 million on a goalkeeper. Fucking hell. I mean, that's a mess. It's nothing to do with the Glazers, is it, really? Having two goalkeepers, but that's a mess. With Manchester United keen to sign a proven Premier League keeper to challenge Dean Henderson for the number one shirt next season, Sam Johnson has emerged as Solskjaer's favourite option to replace David Hare, who is unlikely to accept a role as number two next season. Manchester United have joined Tottenham and West Ham in the race to sign West Brom goalkeeper, with Solskjaer preparing for the likely departure of De Gea this summer. That's all from Mark Ogden. Honigstein, who is has said, Raphael Honigstein, who's a journalist, has said, in my opinion, only two English clubs are eligible for Sancho, Man United and Chelsea. Man City and Liverpool, on the other hand, are not. Look, it's difficult. We do have to talk about other things. I'm not going to not do that. In relation to De Gea and Henderson, I know who I want. I want De Gea to stay. I do. I can't lie. I want De Gea to stay. I think he's had a very good season. He's only 30. He's a United great, and I don't want to see a player going. I think it's too soon for De Gea to go. I really do. I really do. And I'll be sad that De Gea goes, because it doesn't feel right that he goes. I don't think he's done enough to go. I think he's been a great servant to this football club, and I still think he's a very, very good goalkeeper. On the other hand, some people prefer Dean Henderson. And look, at the end of the day, the manager is the manager. He will make the choices, and if he's right, he's right, and that's his job. That's the only opinion that counts. I disagree with it. I do really like Dean Henderson, but I prefer David De Gea. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to moan about it, because it's a decision, and it's not an easy decision. I think a lot of you want Dean Henderson to be the goalkeeper, and I respect that. It's, you know, you don't always get what you want, and it's not like we're selling Pogba to bring Fellaini back. So look, Dean Henderson's a very good goalkeeper, and I think that's part of the reason Solskjaer wants to do it. I want De Gea to stay, but you can't keep two goalkeepers. You can't keep Dean Henderson and De Gea. I said it at the start of the season, and it's come to pass. You can't do it. This sharing of the role must continue to the end of the season. But it was never a good idea anyway. And, you know, obviously there's going to be a changing of the guard. The big issue for me is, how do you sell a player that's on 350k a week with 2 or 3 years left on his contract who is worth 50 million? How do you sell a player like that in a COVID market? How do you get 50 million for De Gea and somebody to pay 350k a week? Again, we're going to lose money, aren't we? We're going to have to lose money on that deal, because no club is going to give David De Gea 350k a week and then give us 50 million. So it's another fuck up, to be honest with you. However you look at it, it's another big fuck up by the club and the business people who make the decisions, because this was always going to happen. You were always going to take a hit on a goalkeeper and lose money, and we're going to have to lose money on it. So, but it goes back to, again, isn't it? It's not just the Glazers who run the club. It's the Pratts they put involved in the decision-making as well. Like, we're going to lose money on David De Gea in his prime. It's just, you know, but we let Ander Herrera walk out the door for 25 million. The money that's walked out of this door, you know, has anybody added the 25 million we lost from Herrera to the billion that we've lost under the Glazers? Because it's not all about interest repayments. It's not all about, I mean, look, nobody ever looks at that. This is a really good point. All I ever see is that there are hundreds of millions of pounds in debt under the Glazers, and that over a billion has been gone out of the club in interest payments and everything else like that. Has anybody actually added up all the money that we've lost in buying Di Maria for 60 million and then selling him for 45 a year later? 15 million. Has anyone added the fact that Ander Herrera's contract was allowed to run down and walked out that door for nothing in his late 20s? 25 million. You know, you could probably add a couple of hundred million very easily onto the money we've lost under the Glazers through incompetent people that they've employed. So, and you're going to have to, if De Gea goes, you're going to add probably another 20 million to that, because we can't get his value with the wages that he's on. So we're going to have to let him go for something like 25, 30 million just to get the wages off the thing. So it's managed badly. And Mark, do a chart show for 2021 season. I will do PA. But yeah, so look, the goalkeeping situation, I don't really care if anyone says De Gea or Dean. I like them both. I would stick with De Gea, but if it's Dean Henderson, I'm not going to lose any sleep about it. What I would be very, very careful about here is, why is this story coming out today? You've got to always think about every story. Division. There's been a big protest on Sunday where people have been united. Ooh, now we're talking about selling De Gea. We know this divides opinion. We know it does. Some people are Henderson, some people are De Gea. Divide the fan base. You've got to be switched on. You've got to switch on to anything that's coming out at the moment. Anything that hits the press at the moment, you've got to think, is there potentially a reason for that? Well, selling De Gea for Dean Henderson straight away, zoom, divide. I can see people in the live comments, De Gea's my keeper, Dean's my keeper. People are arguing. 20 minutes ago, you're all united about getting the Glazers out. Now you're arguing about which keeper you prefer. Switch on. Switch on to everything that might be happening. Because why would that be even out now? Do you feel it's interesting that 6 Premier League clubs went in protesting by attacking UEFA pockets and now are planning to do the same, says Brian. And who is the debt with? JP Morgan, thoughts on possible wrongdoing, says Philip Parr. And no protest, if the hair is sold, we riot, says Richie. I'm not talking about the goalkeeper situation anymore, because you know what? It's just dawned on me. This is a dividing tactic, so I'm not going to talk about it. So let's get back. Glazers out. Also, if you're on social media today, I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen yet, but I have been sort of given the tip that the nod that there is something happening this afternoon in relation to, well, I think it's going to be about 6 o'clock tonight. So just keep an eye out on United Stan Twitter or at Mark Goldbridge, because we'll retweet it. I don't know the finer details yet, but there's something that's planned for this evening around something. That's all I can say. Because obviously you don't want people to know what it's going to be, because that's the whole point. But just keep an eye out for it. And if you want to support it, you can do. But that's coming up this afternoon or this evening. Athletic, we've spoken about. Drunken fan in the dressing room in the mail this morning. I mean, look, keep it going. Keep it going, everybody. There was a drunk person in the dressing room, and Manchester United staff were shocked. I'm sure they were really shocked. But again, why are we still talking about something? while we're still talking about things that happened on Sunday from the minority, I think every United fan accepts some things happened that were regrettable, but the main story from the majority is Glazers out. So why are the press still talking about these little incidents that everybody knows about from Sunday? Man United staff are shocked. Have Man United been told to be shocked by Manchester United to put a story in the press? I don't know. But it's 2 days on now and you're talking about little incidents. The main story is Glazers out. That's what the press should be talking about. Why is the minority getting the focus above the majority? The protest happened. That drunk person was in the dressing room because of a protest about the Glazers being out. He didn't wander in off the streets pissed. You know, it's there because the Glazers out. And that's the big message. That's the majority message. And it's funny, isn't it? Well, it's not funny in a funny ha-ha way, but it's funny that Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher, even Boris Johnson have all said, look, you know, some parts of this are regrettable and you don't want to see it, but fans have had enough. And that's the message. The message is Glazers out. Any news on Cavani staying, says Daniel. I mean, the general consensus is that Cavani's staying now. Yeah. It sort of got lost in some of the protest stuff, but there's been a couple of stories over the last couple of days around Cavani staying. So, yeah. I mean, look, never say never, but we're sort of in that 90% club that he's staying now. It's not up in the air anymore. It's generally felt that he will stay for another year. Mark deserves a statue at Old Trafford. Yeah, they'd knock it down. And how did Man United go into debt, says Miguel? I don't understand how we went into debt. I don't understand how it was allowed to happen. I don't understand how a club that wasn't in debt was allowed to be bought by debt. But effectively, the Glazers bought Manchester United with a big bank loan. And that debt is attached to the club. So basically, I'm no financial expert on this, but the long and short of it would be, I want to buy Talk Sport because I'm fed of it talking shit. I can't afford to buy Talk Sport, but I'm allowed to buy Talk Sport because I've got a big bank loan from, I don't know, HSBC. So I buy Talk Sport for, 500 million, of which I've only got 50 million myself. And £400 million of it is borrowed from the bank. And then when I buy it, that debt is attached to Talk Sport and not me. So, yeah, I don't know how and why that was allowed to happen. Look, people take loans to buy houses. I get that. But Manchester United Football Club should never have been allowed to be bought in debt. It shouldn't have been allowed to happen. And there's a lot of people at fault for that. Some people blame Sir Alex Ferguson because, he fell out with a couple of people who had a large amount of shares. They sold up. Glazers came in. I mean, I think it's very unfair to blame Sir Alex Ferguson, but some people say he had a part to play in it. I think that ultimately, the Glazers are to blame. Ed Woodward's to blame. But at the end of the day, the people who are to blame it are surely the powers that be. This is what we're trying to change. We're trying to change the way that clubs can be bought, because the Premier League, the government, the FA, whoever, should never allow Manchester United to be bought on debt. It should never have been allowed. You've got 50 million now, Mark, says Robert McCormack. I wish I did. If Cavani stays and by Sancho takes number 7, unlikely, says Brian. I tell you what, if I had 50 million, I wouldn't be doing this every morning. Probably just do one a week from my yacht. Thoughts on Ferran Torres? I thought we were interested in signing him. Would be a good signing. He's at Man City, Ollie. Why would we be in for Ferran Torres? You're a year too late. Man United and Chelsea are both thought to be really keen on signing Wesley Fofana, the French centre-back, but Leicester's asking price could be... Forget Fofana, Charles. He's a very good player, but forget it. He's way, way too expensive for Manchester United. He's only been at Leicester not even a season as well. Especially if Leicester get Champions League football, they'll just say, if you want Fofana, the bidding starts at 90 million. Well, no one's going to spend that. So, yeah. I think Chelsea will get Varane. I think United will end up with some imitation, to be honest. Anyway, look, thanks everyone for watching. Keep an eye out on... actually, I've got the preview for Roma coming up at 2 o'clock, so I'll be live again before then. But please do watch the link in the video description. It's only 10 minutes long. I'd love to see what your thoughts are on that, because basically, it's just my reaction to the media reaction to the protest. I think it's a disgrace. I really do. So give it a watch. Link's in the video description. Smash a like. I'll see you at 2. But please do check the video in the video description. I think it's well worth a watch, and just see what you think. Take care, everyone. I'll speak to you in a bit.